This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and we're happy to have Adrian D. Petrantonio, who's the co-founder and executive vice president of Global Platforms and Partners at Dubber, back with us today. Adrian, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Doug. Great to be here again.
So this is the second podcast in a continuation of a four-part series focused on the four key conversations service and solution providers should be having with customers to secure the differentiation needed to win acquisition deals and expand their footprints in their current installed base. So Adrian, Dubber invested in a study coined the Future of Work with AT&T at the end of last year. And as I looked through it, the results revealed large gaps in multiple areas when these executives were asked how ready they were to continue in this hybrid work model through, say, 2024.
So Doug, what we learned was that the majority of enterprise leadership and executives that took part identified some major gaps over the last 2 years as it pertained to really supporting a hybrid work model that wasn't existing before the pandemic. Now that it's really obvious that this dispersed workforce will remain on some level, these gaps that must be closed and need to be closed in order for businesses to attain profitability and things like sustained growth.
So the hybrid work environment is definitely here to stay, with multiple studies confirming this. In the Future of Work study, Dubber and AT&T sponsored, what were the top challenges executive leadership identified which would stand in the way of their success?
Yeah, so it was really interesting to see that these challenges were really shared across the participants. I guess to dive in, the top of the list across all of the different businesses and industries was maintaining employee oversight. Were employees being as productive? Were they talking to each other as much as they were, say, if they're in the office? And if they were, what was being said? What was being said in customer calls, communicating, just normally to customers? Was there a record of these conversations if things like disputes arose? How were best practices being shared across the business? As you can already tell, the list of concerns was long. If you look at the study, now that people were working from home, working from anywhere. In those situations, where was the single source of truth that would provide the connective tissue missing now that people weren't physically in the same space? Next was sustaining company culture. So much of what creates a winning company culture lives in the personal interactions between individuals and teams, people getting together. Now that this is happening largely over video calls, mobile devices, email, text, chat, really across virtual, not in person, where could managers go to see where things were breaking down or where culture was flourishing, for example? And if you could identify specific points of success or failure, how would they be addressed? Typically, you need insight to be able to do that. On top of that, there was the loss of institutional knowledge, and that was proving to be crippling for a lot of businesses. Because people weren't sitting side by side sharing information as they used to do so, institutional knowledge started to become siloed, where people were just not exposing or sharing that data amongst others. As this sort of got worse as people started to leave as part of their what's coined the Great Resignation that's taking place across the globe, that some of that knowledge just left the building, so to say, with those employees. Another point was when onboarding new employees, and especially over the last couple of years, it was equally challenging since much of that experience was typically done in person. So the critical exchange of knowledge, ensuring that employees got all the information they needed to get started successfully, got buried in notes that they were taking, or soon it would be lost if it hadn't been written down or otherwise captured during conversation. You'd know oftentimes when you're taking notes, that interrupts the ability to absorb information and ask questions in a fluid manner, which leads to declining success in getting employees ramped up and ensuring productivity as quickly as historically. And then finally, there's you know, ensuring that compliance with federal and local laws were still being met. With the employees and businesses having these conversations across multiple devices, really from home, from anywhere, and across many different platforms, this obviously presented endless issues in meeting these regulatory mandates, i.e. how were the conversations being captured? Where was the data being stored? Was it stored in a secure location? And then how easy was it to find a specific conversation if need be?
So what are the three most pressing organizational gaps that need to be addressed quickly?
So the three gaps that were really consistent across the hundreds of executives that participated, and it was around 71%, 72% that really were quite worried that they lacked, firstly, a detailed strategy to support a distributed work model that was no longer short-term. The second was that they had no well-defined employee policies to do so. And the third was missing a well-defined internal communication strategy to support the distributed work model. All of these were top of mind for the participants and urgently need to be solved, given what's going to take place to attract key talent, keep the talent already on board, and achieve sustained growth across the businesses. Today, now the customers are largely not being approached in a consultative manner by services and solution providers, mapping the issues across all departments, talking to the IT teams, is not going to expose where so many of these issues are across departments, across the enterprise, and in some sort of hybrid work now. The challenges that are shared live within really all of the departments, marketing, legal, sales, HR, finance, and so forth, really every department that people communicate within. So there's a huge and tremendous opportunity for service and solution providers to start to differentiate themselves by providing critical AI and ML solutions that really leverage the data through conversational intelligence. This is the solution that will help deliver the outcomes required across all three of these gaps.
So, Adrian, you mentioned just now conversational intelligence. What is that?
Good question. So, you know, conversations happen every day, all day, every day, everywhere, all the time on a multitude of different devices and platforms. Research tells us that the insights contained in these conversations are really currently only captured less than 10% of the time. So lots of critical conversations that we're just simply not able to leverage. If we've got, 10% of the conversations being captured, that's, almost 90% that are happening between customers internally within our businesses that are being lost. And therefore, the data associated to them gets lost also. So conversational intelligence is what can be revealed when all of these data sources across a business are captured and then sent to the conversation cloud where it's stored securely. Once we've got it in the cloud, we can immediately harness the crucial information contained in the data sets and then start providing data for analysis to custom dashboards via an API, for example, as well as execute alert routing to improve things like customer experience, employee experience, and then productivity. Some of the use cases include things like via alert routing, we can do things like alert straight to your inbox, send an alert to a line manager or a HR manager when there's prohibited language used. When a customer is calling to cancel, identify automatically and send that through to a customer service manager or sales manager. Understand when there are complaints happening, send that alert straight through to the customer support manager, for example. Identify when a competitor's brand is being mentioned or and send that directly through to a sales flow or sales manager. Help with renewals, identifying when a customer's showing buying signals or looking to cancel a contract, so leading them into a situation where we're helping to support revenue leakage. And then things like marketing, how do we report on the effectiveness of a campaign when where is the brand being mentioned? Is that resonating with customers, and how are the campaigns really, what's the return on the campaign that you're running? On top of alerts and workflow automation, and of which there are many, and that's just a few examples, effectively we can take any set of keyword, key phrase, sentiment that's associated to them, specific customers that are calling in, et cetera, and build an alert off the back of that, where that supports the workflow. So on top of that is some of the out-of-the-box productivity tools that Dubber provides, such as Dubber Notes. And Notes provides huge productivity gains for any businesses through features such as automated note-taking through live transcription, the ability to identify automatically speakers within the call, and through AI provide the ability to automatically generate meeting action items, serve up key points in the conversations that are deemed as key topics, for example, follow-up items, conversation highlights, plus a whole host of unique features that make the user immensely more productive in the business, irrespective of whether that's across a video meeting, voice call, or even face-to-face in person. This is all to really say, Doug, that there's a massive opportunity for partners as well as the end customers to leverage conversational data to support a long-term hybrid work strategy. To support getting out there and to start engaging with customers differently based on what we've learned in this study, conversational intelligence is what we think is the connective tissue that may be missing in the strategies being built and refined, and really support a strategic development, strategic approach in refining these functions to ensure a competitive edge when speaking to customers. Some of the questions that the sellers out there can sort of start asking customers when engaging is, now that hybrid work is here to stay for a lot of the percentage of the workforce, questions like, how do you maintain oversight across the various departments and dispersed teams that are operating within your business? Do you really know how your teams are responding to customers or communicating across the organization, especially when across these different devices and platforms that we're using today? I think an audit on existing technology, where a lot of customers are still using legacy and a whole load of old technology that doesn't allow them to effectively capture this data. So an audit across that technology really helps to identify the gaps in being able to effectively deploy a hybrid work model. And also, this allows for a discussion to showcase how conversational intelligence can help close some of those gaps and make them more effective. Another question is, does your business suffer from revenue leakage? This is something that we saw, up and above productivity being a major point of concern within businesses, and was revenue leakage. How are your employees handling these customer sales calls, the service calls? Can you identify where there's a problem in logistics, deliveries, for example? All of these things can be hugely improved with insight.
So Adrian, as we close up our conversation today, I also wanted to see if we could bring in the enterprise readers and listeners into this picture. I think after all, you did a study, your study actually focused on them.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. The study really looked at five industry verticals, those being retail, the energy sector, healthcare, manufacturing, and banking and finance. And there was over 300 C-level participants that took place, including obviously CIOs, CEOs, CROs, chief marketing officers, chief experience officers. And what was interesting was that over 80% of those respondents agreed that AI and ML would be key to delivering on these strategic areas of business. Those areas being, number one was employee productivity. How do we leverage what's happening within our calls to improve productivity with the employees? The second was revenue leakage. There's a huge amount of data and insights that are available through these calls, and a huge opportunity to leverage that. The third was customer intelligence. How can we improve the customer experience, for example? What are the customers saying? And then also retaining and also attracting employees and new talent. If we sort of look at revenue leakage, for example, some of the key points are, what's being said to customers? Is the messaging in our marketing being used and is it being used correctly? What did the customers actually say? What did we say to get that order? Or in fact, what didn't we say to get that order? Why did we lose it? What did we agree to in a call? And then, just looking at the sentiment across different presentations when talking to customers, for example, is there a break in our logistics process? Where is there a gap in when things are being delivered, for example? Just having the ability to understand all of these different gaps in conversations, it really helps to arrest that revenue leakage. I think the ability for customers and firms to use AI and ML really rests on the capabilities that are delivered through scalable and robust technology and data infrastructure. And this is delivered through solutions like cloud communication solutions such as WebEx or Microsoft Teams, for example. I think finally, conversational intelligence really has the ability to be massively impactful on these strategic areas for enterprise customers. And with the adoption of collaboration solutions and cloud solutions and the associated analytic functions that you're able to leverage is really key to being able to do this.
Well, Adrian, this has been really interesting. This series on the future work has been really eye-opening, and I am now looking forward to our next part. So I want to tell everyone that we're going to be having a third and also fourth part to this series. Our part three will be Empowering the Enterprise, Revealing and Altering Using Voice Intelligence. So you don't want to miss that. But for now, Adrian, I want to thank you again for joining me today. And really quickly, as we close out our podcast today, where can we learn more about this study, and also where can we learn more about Dapr?
Yeah, 100%. Thanks, Doug. It's been great to be here again. Look, there's a lot of really great information within the study. I encourage people to go and download the study from the Dapr website, which is dapr.net. We'll provide the link in the blog. Encourage you to go and download that. It's a lot of information which is really relevant to the conversations that you're having with customers today and helping to identify, sales opportunities to close those gaps, which you can do by leveraging conversational intelligence. So thanks again for having me, Doug.
Well, I'm really looking forward to our next podcast, but for now, thank you very much indeed.
Great. Thanks, Doug.